I'd like to invite you to arrange yourself in a position that is comfortable. I'd encourage you to listen to this while laying in bed so you can drift off to sleep and sleep comfortably through the night. Unlike other kinds of programs involving hypnosis or relaxation processes, including my own, with this particular hypnosis session, it is appropriate for you to listen to it while you're in bed as you're going to sleep. After all, the purpose of this particular session is to make sleep easier, more satisfying, and more restful. So with that in mind, I'd like you to let your eyes close and notice the differences instantly as soon as you let your eyes close. It means you're no longer focusing on things around you. It means that you've closed your eyes to the outside world for now. And in a way, you might think of that simple action of closing your eyes as starting to close out the world out there. Now, certainly, you'll hear the sounds, the routine sounds of your environment. And because they are so routine, whether it is a dog barking or crickets chirping or the sounds of traffic, or whatever the sounds are, they don't really matter because they are just routine and not worth noticing for more than the moment it takes to gently pass through your awareness. It's just there, and it doesn't require anything of you. It's merely an ongoing but easy to ignore background that simply keeps reminding you in a very indirect way that the outside world is going about its usual business. Nothing particularly important going on. Nothing in particular requiring your attention right now. And that frees your mind to be very present in this moment, which precedes your sleep. You get to let your mind grow ever quieter. You get to let your body grow more comfortable and relaxed. You can notice how your breathing slows, how every muscle of your body gets so comfortable, so relaxed, and it slowly develops into such a peaceful, comfortable, profound state of mind and body. And when you notice your mind growing ever quieter, ever more comfortable, and you notice how good that feels to have your mind grow quieter, is so soothing. Now you know, and I know, that people are constantly talking to themselves through their thoughts. And so you might already have noticed that it is as if there is an ever-present voice in your head, the voice of you talking to yourself. And of course, that's entirely normal. everyone thinks. Everyone has conversations in their mind. And knowing how normal that is can be quite comforting. And while you might normally be talking to yourself about things that happened earlier today, or perhaps things that may be happening tomorrow, or important things happening in your life, it's really quite soothing to now recognize that you can slowly turn down the rate and volume of that voice, to slow it down and to quiet it so that you can find yourself thinking in a very slow, quiet whisper that is barely audible. And how surprisingly and wonderfully quiet it can get inside your head. Now, I mentioned earlier how people who sleep well tend to report that they think about nothing when they go to sleep. And even though they will often say they think about nothing, that answer isn't really very accurate, because their mind isn't really empty. In fact, they continue to think and to be aware of themselves as they fall asleep. But when you ask them what they focus on, they'll tell you that what they focus on is so simple, so easy, that it might as well be nothing. One person told me she thinks of a special place that she could go in her mind that was a beautiful, safe, relaxing place that she created in her imagination. And one fellow told me his thoughts automatically drifted to wonderful images of vacation spots he loved visiting. And another woman told me she focused on images of playing happily with her dog. And another man told me he had learned to count sheep as a child, silly as that seems, and that he still did that each night, but not for very long, because it was monotonous and put him to sleep. And what matters is that you have the same ability, the ability to focus your thoughts on whatever soothes you and relaxes you and makes you feel good, as though you're about to enjoy a special treat. And a good night's sleep is a special treat that you can enjoy nightly. And you have the freedom to direct your thoughts to where you want them to go. You can think about the kind of nothing that is really something soothing. And you can develop your very own images of comfort, sounds of comfort, fragrances and feelings that help you feel so relaxed and calm and comfortable in drifting off to sleep. But before you drift off now, there's something else I want to remind you of. It's about having freedom in your mind. All the freedom you need right now. There's so much freedom in just relaxing and not having to think. You can feel the freedom of being able to drift off to sleep slowly, deliberately. And of course, you already know it's not something that you can make yourself do any more than you can make yourself a height of 4'8". Rather, it's something that you allow yourself the experience of a relaxed body, a clear mind. By guiding your thoughts in a useful direction. In this case, the direction of drifting off into a wonderful, peaceful sleep. And so where might your mind be right now? No place. Nowhere. The middle of nowhere, a place where you don't have to think, where your body just rests comfortably, where you can notice with a genuine enjoyment the rhythm of the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe slowly in, slowly out, and then little by little, you may become aware that you really aren't thinking about anything in particular, and how your attention stays ever more focused on the wonderfully comfortable immediacy of the safety and warmth, the deeply comfortable warmth of your bed. And so you can feel your body as it rests and prepares to drift off. For some people, their body feels as if it's incredibly heavy, weighted down as you lay there. Almost as if you're just melting into the bed in a really great way that feels good. And for others, their body feels remarkably light, almost as if it's floating weightlessly on a cloud. And then you can notice the subtle sensations associated with falling asleep. Which parts of your body seem to drift off first? Which parts are heaviest? As if it would take just huge effort to move them. And which parts feel the lightest? And with your breathing slowing down and your mind growing ever quieter, it can feel wonderful to be drifting off so easily and effortlessly. And it's interesting that as you drift off, you first find yourself in this in-between place of not yet being fully asleep and yet not really awake either. And it's in this in-between state that you discover how it feels to have your body so fully supported by the bed, to have your mind drifting along, not really lingering on anything in particular, and then to notice the feel of the fabric of your sheets. Such a simple yet wonderful and calming sensation. And the feel of your blanket snuggling against your body, your pillow just perfect. And each of these soothing experiences of body awareness can just highlight for you how it feels to be in the middle of the experience, the middle of nowhere that's really somewhere special, of drifting off into a deep, peaceful sleep, a deep, peaceful sleep that allows you to sleep through the night surprisingly well by scattering your thoughts all over until there aren't any, and thereby leaving you perfectly at ease with the very idea of sleeping well, with nothing on your mind, with your body so comfortable. And for now, that's all that matters is now. Being very much at peace and relaxed within yourself. And so you notice that your body and your mind are drifting. Drifting, and no need to drift off to sleep just yet, unless you really want to. But you can allow yourself the exquisite luxury of being in this peaceful state of mind, comfortable body for a long, restful time. And when you drift off to sleep soon, sooner than you'd expect, it'll give you the chance to sleep through the night. And when you wake up after this deep and restful sleep, many, hours from now. You'll naturally feel rested and more energized. But that's much later. What's now is enjoying, thinking about nothing, nothing significant, except drifting off to a deep and peaceful sleep. And what a joy to discover, quite naturally, that you can sleep. You can sleep deeply. And so you can just enjoy the comfort, the sense of peacefulness that you can carry with you